working, of course, on some things for this week. FFA week, we will have an Ag Olympics Wednesday morning, kind of a fun and educational thing for the high school kids. And Thursday morning, we will put on a continental breakfast for all the teachers and staff here at Randolph. We just had election of region officers. Ella Feldman was elected treasurer of our region, and Katie Radman was elected sentinel. And our region includes 30 range from basically Farmington to the Iowa border, and roughly from Highway 35, Interstate 35, all the way to the Wisconsin border. So pretty lucky there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things going on, and of course we're planning for spring. Our tractor parade will be April 8th, and of course that's always a very big deal here in Randolph. And our state convention will be coming up April 24th to the 26th, and we'll have our general livestock team competing in competition there, as well as our creed speaker, Jack Feldman, will be representing us at the state level there. We'll have three young ladies going to Washington in July for a national leadership conference. And then, of course, you know, as we get into summer, we'll have parades and or floats and parades, and we'll do our normal kinds of things with fairs, etc. So there's never really a lot of we're busy all the time. Kids just doing an excellent job.
Yeah, it sounds like you're keeping very busy. Let's talk. Tell us a little bit about those Ag Olympics that you have coming up in a couple of days. That sounds like a lot of fun. What will they be doing?
Well, we'll have pedal tractor races. We'll have corn shelling contests, different kinds of relays. And I don't want to spill the beans here in total because some of the activities are kind of a surprise to the kids and the staff when they come on Wednesday morning.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun. What about the you mentioned the breakfast on Thursday. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we've been doing this for years, and of course, last year COVID kind of threw a wrench into things, so we actually put breakfast on some carts and went around the school and served the teachers. But this year we'll be back in normal format, and so we'll invite everybody down to the Ag Room, and the like I say, we'll have a continental breakfast, and then the officers will tell them a little bit about the chapter activities and how we're doing and things like that. Just kind of show our appreciation for the fact that they allow us to do a lot of things. We probably miss more school and other activities because there's a lot of things going on all the time.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of things are going on all the time. Well, Ed, we wish you and your chapter. How many do you have in your chapter now? You've got one of the bigger ones in state, don't you?
Right. We have 165 on our roster this year.
So,
yeah, it is big. But, you know, I serve other schools with an outreach class in the evening a couple times a month on a Monday evening. And so that adds to our total membership. And they're all very, very valuable members to us, help us achieve all the things that we do.
Yeah, you know, agriculture is a changing thing. It's constantly evolving. And it sounds like you've got young leaders coming up to lead the next generation.
Well, that's one of our goals, is to train leaders for the future. And, you know, our numbers in agriculture get smaller all the time, so our voice is extremely important.
All right. Well, Ed, we wish you the best of luck and every success during National FFA Week and also, you know, of course, throughout the year. Thanks for taking a few minutes and talking with us. Much appreciated. And we'll talk to you probably again sometime, maybe around when the tractor parade is coming up. So
that would be great.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you very much.
Ed Terry from Randolph FFA, once again, one of the largest chapters in the state. And National FFA Week is starting this week, starting today.